Mayor Al McDonald appeared to be feeling a tad nostalgic Tuesday as he and his North Bay City Council colleagues passed the City of North Bay's 2022 operating, capital, and water, wastewater budgets. I think this budget has a bit of something for everyone. While it's still progressive, it's responsible and it continues to grow our city, declared McDonald, who spoke at length about his appreciation for the staff and his fellow members who put in the extra hours it takes to compile, debate, and adjust such important documents over the years. He also lamented that this would be his final budget as mayor as he has publicly announced another run for office as not in the cards. We have a great council and I'm proud and honored to serve with each and every one of you, McDonald remarked as he wrapped up a roundtable discussion on the budget. There is no question that you are dedicated to our community and, unfortunately, sometimes in public service no one sees all the hard work that goes on behind the scenes, but I can tell you the respect I see around the table just with the different perspectives is really nice to see. While the $38 million capital and $14.3 million water, wastewater budgets passed unanimously, councillors Mark King, George Maroussis and Scott Robertson voted against the operating portion of the 2022 budget, along the way likely raising a few of the perspectives to which McDonald referred. Council did approve the operating budget, with gross operating expenses of approximately $146.4 million, an overall tax levy of approximately $101.1 million and a levy increase of $4.1 million or 4.27% over 2021, by an 8-3 margin during Tuesday's regular meeting. For draft copies, reports, and documents pertaining to the combined 2022 operating and capital budget, click here. For more on the 2022 water and wastewater operating budget, click here. See related. City of North Bay budget passes with 4.27% levy increase and City's 2022 budget moving to Council for approval with 4.27% increase, the levy sits at 4.27%. McDonald continued, which is before growth. When we factor the growth in, the levy increase is 3.99. I'd like to break down some of the details of this budget after a lot of great conversations about it. To put it into context, our agencies, boards, and commissions, our service providers and partners, that perform great services in our community and they face increases just like we do and the average citizen does, their increase, accounted for, 1.56 of the 3.99. The capital levy this year was 1%. That's really going to the Kesselholm redevelopment which we are supportive of but that does get factored into the budget because we have to pay for it. If we factor those two pieces in, the city department increase, therefore, is only 1.43, of the 3.99% levy increase after growth or 1.71 before growth. I did take the time to learn what the Ontario Consumer Price Index is and it is 5%. I think if we compare the CPI in Ontario at 5% and the city operations, because that's what we can control, it's less than half of the ongoing rate of inflation we are seeing in our province. And, if we dig down a little bit further, the salaries alone increase by 2.1%, because we have contracts we have to honor, which really means that goods and services in some of our departments actually went negative. So, our staff, I believe, have done a great job of finding savings where they can and it really reflects on what we can control as a council, which is the city proper. As is often the case, the grievances with the budget had more to do with what was left out than what was included. Robertson let it be known before the holidays he would not be supporting the operating budget due to a lack of investment in community safety, namely homelessness, addictions, and mental health supports. Late in 2021, Robertson, also a District of Nipissing Social Services Administration Board member, voted against the DNSSAB budget, on similar principles. Robertson supports the creation of a position to administer the community safety and well-being plan but wonders how effective the work can be with little backing besides $42,350 originally earmarked to hire security for the downtown parking garage that will be moved into a fund for social issues in the downtown area. The North Bay Police Service is taking over patrols of the garage. See. Addition of security for downtown parking garage dominates budget talks. King touched on a few points in explaining his dissenting vote. We constantly talk about growth and, obviously, the $258,000 increased growth number against the overall increase of the budget by $4.1 million doesn't work, said King. We're growing our costs but we're not growing our revenues to make room for that. The ultimate person who pays the price for that is the property taxpayer. I have to question whether I'm sitting here to maintain the city's corporate operations or am I here trying to understand the economic circumstance that is going on and how do I act as a councillor in the best interests of the citizens? King cited growing homelessness and the costs associated with the Kesselholm redevelopment as needed expenditures and later wondered whether politicians understood the pressures faced by citizens, especially small business owners as the pandemic continues. I'd love to go along to get along, King continued, I'd love to support the budget. There are a couple of things in there that are good. When I really think about this, I feel we haven't answered the bell for small businesses, they are struggling in many ways. King added there had been no suffering at the municipal level. From an employee or cost standpoint, the money keeps flowing. Marusis opened his remarks by wondering if enough attention had been paid to local seniors in the budget. I agree with just about all of the different speakers but I haven't heard anyone speak for the seniors who live on fixed incomes in this community, faced with escalating grocery, insurance, and utility bills, he said. I heard some of my colleagues go on about the great projects we have planned, Marusis added. Kesselholm is a very important project but the Ice Palace doesn't do anything for seniors except put taxes up. We have different courts that are going in for participation, that's all well and good, but I don't see a lawn bowling area for seniors or outdoor shuffleboard for seniors like you see in other communities. See. Marusis. Let's take a breath and reflect, on community and recreation center. Marusis also observed there is no funding in the budget for a warming center this year. Some might say this is not the municipality's responsibility. But, every citizen in the community, in some way, is our responsibility and we have to be concerned about them. The veteran councillor acknowledged the work of the city's financial staff as the pandemic stretched on but noted concerns with municipal leadership in other areas. We have not had a layoff in order to save money, Marusis observed. We have fired people because of vaccines but we're a little shy to layoff in certain areas. I went into City Hall on Friday only to find that it is basically closed. The kids are going back to school on Monday. I couldn't quite understand why City Hall was so empty. I'm hoping on Monday, if I go into City Hall, I will see people working. McDonald noted, nobody likes tax increases but all our services were maintained, we aren't cutting services, and we invested in growth. We're seeing that in building numbers, the real estate numbers. With the census in February, we'll know where our population is. The mayor cited investment in infrastructure renewal and support for local businesses as important aspects of the budget. The airport was propped up by municipal taxpayers until the feds came through with funding. $5.6 million will be invested in the downtown, and a partnership has been reached with the DIA to partner in funding to address social issues. McDonald acknowledged the contributions of Cown. Joanne Brusso, when it came to her work on the completion of the multi-use recreational courts located in the waterfront downtown area and the eventual skate park and pump track to come, as well as the efforts of Cown. Dave Mendicino on various downtown files. Funding has increased to the arts and culture sector, said McDonald, who also highlighted the ongoing active transportation initiatives. He also gave a nod to Clean, Green, Beautiful North Bay for the group's efforts in cleaning up and beautifying the city. The community center has its own defined funding plan that does not put upward pressure on this budget, McDonald advised. I've been around for almost 12 years and we've been talking about that community center for 9. West Ferris is definitely at the end of its life cycle. McDonald observed the extra facility would have come in handy during the pandemic as the city looked to establish low-barrier shelters and warming centers. We were struggling. We tend to think of it as just an arena sometimes, he added. I wouldn't want to go through another pandemic just with the facilities we have. That community center could have played a huge role in making a difference in the lives of those that were really struggling in this pandemic. A preliminary funding plan is included in the budget for both the Kesselholm redevelopment and the eventual construction of the proposed community and recreation center. The community center will remain on the books but no action will be taken to move it forward until the direction of Kesselholm is finalized. McDonald also touched on the land transfer tax advocacy efforts with the province by FONOM Executive Director and Cown. Mac Bain, with a motion wrapped into the budget process. That motion was later passed Tuesday evening. He also thanked Deputy Mayor Tanya Verbosch for her tireless efforts as budget chief. It did not go unnoticed how hard you worked on this budget with our financial staff, McDonald said, later adding, I was taken aback when Deputy Mayor Verbosch brought the budget back to staff and said, it's too high, get back to work. See also, Budget 2022. We don't have the ability to have a wish list. Verbosch wrapped things up with messages of thanks to those involved with the budget and also thanked council members for the respectful dialogue around the table before responding to some of the concerns raised by her colleagues. The community safety and well-being planner is city council taking its head out of the sand. It's something we could have put on the shelf and let it get dusty. This is council taking a beginning role, some ownership and leadership toward social issues, Verbosch shared. My motto has always been fiscally responsible with a social conscience, Verbosch said, but I don't think I've ever seen the conversation about what's going on in the community from the social side more than I did at the last budget meeting. I could have talked for hours, so could have Councillor Robertson. Verbosch bristled at the Ice Palace reference by Maroussis, saying the future community and recreation center has many possibilities beyond the ice surfaces, including for seniors, and is also needed for sports tourism and as a community hub. Here's hoping we will see some of those revenues bouncing back in 2022, Verbosch concluded, and the next council for 2023 will not have to deal with what we've dealt with for the last 2 years.